Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was Richmond John's new song that he just submitted to Thommy.
Wow.
His interpretation of the Fairfax Dan and Keith Elgin ditty before the playoffs started.
It's like a rap battle without the rap.
Let me hear the first verse again. I missed the lyrics in the first verse.
Got some silly players in the manager's pool. Ever gonna get the second round for you? Go on out to the park today and piss your hard-earned money away.
By the way, did we know Richmond John's a singer, songwriter?
It's like a little Johnny Cash style right there.
Yeah, he's got a good voice. He can sing country. He's got some twang. And on the video online that he sent, he's got a soundproof studio. And the guy's got, like, cushion, like, on the walls. Better than anything I use for my show in my basement.
It's like in the movie with Terrence Howard where he was a rapper. Was that one down there in Memphis with the song It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp? You know what I'm talking about?
If you want to see the video, and I do remember exactly what you're talking
about. What's that movie called?
Hustle and Flow.
Ah, thank God.
John in Richmond's video of that song is available at Tom Daly 2 on Twitter. All right, let's get into the Skins and the 49ers. Have not done that at any point today. Huge game for the Redskins, though. Couple of reasons. Number one, the Eagles beat the Panthers last night, 28-23. So while you were having your hearts ripped out by the Nationals and stomped on, the other of the NFC East teams that's pretty good, Philadelphia, is up to 5-1.
Ugh.
Good news in the division is that Ezekiel Elliott is not going to be playing for a little while. And
at
the
least
Cowboys
we think, right?
Look like a mess. But the Eagles got 3 touchdowns, no picks from Carson Wentz, who's flourishing in front of our eyes. Cam Newton was picked off 3 times in the game. And the Eagles look like one of the best teams in the conference. So the Redskins, with a win, can get to 3-2. They would, at that point, be a game and a half back of Philadelphia, keeping pace in the conference. More importantly, it would show that maybe they have the attribute of a good team, which is that you don't play down to your opponent. You beat the bad teams that you're supposed to. If they lose to San Francisco, I think it erases the win against Oakland.
Yes.
It really changes some of the goodwill of that Chiefs game. Then you just play up with the good, you play down with the bad, and that's what 7-9 type teams do. So there's a lot at stake in terms of how we're going to view this team this weekend.
And now here's the thing, not to look too far ahead, but let's say for the sake of argument, you emerge in first place against the 49ers. You beat them, okay? Let's say that you do, for the sake of argument. Again, I'm not predicting that because the Redskins and DC Sports will always disappoint you no matter what. But you play the Eagles the next week. You've got the Eagles, who are 5-1 now. You could be 3-2 if you beat them. You're 4-2. Eagles are 5-2. Their bye comes in a couple weeks. So you even up that column with one more game obviously left to play than they do. But you basically close the gap in a massive way in the division. Because right now it looks unreachable. It looks like, oh my God, they're 5-1. They're so much further ahead because they were able to get that W last night. And listen, they're the best team in the division, at least at this point. Who knows what the second half will bring after the bye week, et cetera. They've still got to play Denver, who they get at home. They've got Dallas. They got to go to Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. But these next couple weeks for the Redskins, you either decide, are you playing for a wild card or are you playing still with the division in mind?
Right. And I think that if this team is as good as we're starting to think that it is, because I know that you've said you've completely changed your opinion on what they are.
Yeah.
I know I have as well. And not that they're going to win more games than I thought. I had them 7-9, but kind of an ugly 7-9.
Yeah, I had them as a disaster. That ain't true.
I now could see 9-7, and I think more likely 8-8, but a better version of an 8-8 team than the bad 7-9 in a bad division that I saw. But if they are the team that pummeled Oakland, the team that hung right there with the best team in football, Kansas City, I mean, the loss to the Eagles looks a lot better now, Danny.
Yes, it does.
They've lost to maybe the best team in the NFC and the best team in the AFC.
The best team in football and one of the best teams in football.
Absolutely.
That's who you've lost to.
If you can beat San Francisco handily, go out, play a quality game. Rob Kelly is doubtful. He's not going to go. DeShazer Everett, special teams ace, backup safety, is doubtful. He's not going to go. Trent Williams is questionable. You're going to be without Josh Norman at cornerback. He's been ruled out. And Ty Nsekhe at tackle. So if Williams can't go, you're starting T.J. Clemmings, who's basically wouldn't be recognized if he was sitting in this studio right now by most Redskins fans, that's not ideal. You're going to have to gut through this one at a couple positions, but you should still beat San Francisco. Get to 3-2, have a chance then to close the gap with the Eagles, and if in 2 weeks we're talking about going into that Sunday, a game with Philly to pull within a game with them still having a bye week coming, the Redskins are likely absolutely in the playoff mix, and at that moment, you'd say playoff bound, but they've got to execute for four quarters against the San Francisco 49ers. And people, I just keep seeing everyone counting their chickens here. I don't know where you've been. It has been years since we could do that in Washington, D.C. with the Redskins. This is what they've always done. They play great teams very tough, and we start to stick our chest out. And then you get San Francisco, who's 0 for the year. Think about the Titans when they came in and nearly beat the Redskins when Colt McCoy came off the bench.
Oh, such a terrible
threw the
game.
Bubble screen to Pierre Garçon. And you see this time and time again. The Browns last year, when they were winless in week four, should have absolutely beaten the Redskins if not for a couple bounces and fluke calls that went Washington's way.
No, I'm seeing 10.5 and 11-point favorites, depending on your sports
book. You're kidding me.
In favor of the Redskins at home.
Wow.
It tells you a couple things. One, this cross-country whatever, that the 49ers have been in games, and that's adorable, but the Redskins are for real. Because you reserve double-digit favorites for teams that are legit, they're going to handle their business, coming off the bye week, et cetera. So maybe it's also to try to garner some more action on the 49ers. I don't know, but 10.5, 11-point spread shocks me. It's as big as you'll find non-Patriots division against the Jets or something like that.
The Redskins as 10-plus point favorites.
There's some buying in here.
This is like a Steinberg piece probably more than it is something that I can do on the top of my head, but I can go back and look this up and post something on Twitter tonight. How many laughers have we had at FedEx Field in the last 10 years?
Well, I can tell you this.
Wins where they blew a team out and nothing mattered in the second half.
The Redskins have not covered a double-digit home favorite betting line since the Joe Gibbs era.
Believe that, right? That ended in 07. That's a decade ago, by the way. But I'm just saying in general, like I remember them all. I can rattle them off the top of my head. Beating San Francisco 52-71. Week 2 against Jacksonville 2013 when Cousins comes off the bench and hangs 40 against the Jaguars. Those types of games, the sideline laughter games.
Sideline laughter.
Where you're pulling a starter because you don't need him in there in the second half. I'll bet you there have been 3 or 4 of those at FedEx Field ever. An 11-point win in the second half, that does not happen for this team.
Plenty of opponent sideline laughter. It was like, well, he went that way, but I went that way, and I scored the touchdown because they were confused. A
lot of that. But it's always on the sideline away from where the Redskins run out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. What are you expecting Redskins this weekend against the 49ers? And if you've got any final thoughts on the Nats before we turn the page into the weekend, you can hit us up at 800-636-1067. Here's a question you can answer for us. How long will it take you to get over this one? How long will this sting, or do you just flip the script and you're a Caps and Skids fan all over again and the Wizards season starting soon? They're going to be pretty good. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I love fantasy football. I love it. I'm in 10 leagues. I love daily fantasy football. I play every week, multiple leagues. I'm also on something that combines the best of both of those things. What is it? Good rhetorical question, radio listener. It's draft, people. Draft. I've been telling you about it through the first 5 weeks. Week 6 is, yeah, and I'm about to get myself involved in several drafts this afternoon. Here's the beauty of it. It takes the best thing about daily fantasy, right, the week-long salary cap sites where you're not tied to a single lineup for more than just that weekend. The next best part is it takes the best part of regular fantasy. That's drafting. You draft your team every week. You don't get stuck with the same lineup that a million other smart nerds have on daily fantasy sites, and you're not stuck with the same players all season long like regular fantasy. It's the best of both worlds. You win cold, hard cash, baby. Cold, hard cash. And your chances of winning, how about 80% better? I didn't stutter. 80% better than on the regular salary cap sites. And here's what you get as well. A little something I like to call free entry. It's a free entry into a real cash game. Here's how you do it. When you make your first deposit on draft, okay, use my promo code 1067Danny. That's 1067Danny to get a free play in a real cash game. I'm telling you, once you try it, you're going to be hooked because it's so much fun. Search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.